Welcome back in as The Drive is live on a Wednesday. And remember, come hang out with us tomorrow as it is another edition, but not just another edition, a playoff edition. Going to be special out there. Playoff edition of Thirsty Thursdays. Buffalo Wild Wings, the Willowbrook location right off Tomball Parkway. If you are looking for a landmark, Willowbrook Mall, the other side of the highway. A spot we go to a lot. We have a good time there. I think that's Scarlet, right? I think that is Scarlet's spot, our bartender.
Yes. I was not real sure where you were going on that. Yes, sir.
Scarlet, the bartender.
Well, you scared me with that one.
Not a stripper or whatever you were thinking.
I was just trying to think of my history, my past.
I mean, I don't think very many people have a Scarlet.
I do not.
In their locker. You know, I mean, in their rafters, excuse me.
I don't think I do.
Yeah, no, but I don't think that Scarlet, I mean, you're one of a kind. If you got a Scarlet in your rafters, in your jersey list.
We ought to sit around and talk about the names, just random names.
Yeah.
You got a random name? Why did I say
Felicity?
Probably Felicity. Boy, mm-hmm. Where'd you find her?
She was a freak.
She was in a shake. You found her in a shake between here and College Station somewhere?
Nope.
I got redhead written all over.
OBT.
Really? In the dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You came over on my side. Was she a pelly rat?
And she was dirty. Felicity.
Listen to him.
He's making this up. They just
had a flashback.
I don't think you had a Felicity. I really don't.
That time in Kima.
Kima? You took her from OBT to Kima?
Nah, I definitely don't believe you there.
She tried to...
I know Megan knows you had a pass, but I don't think you'd be this aggressive.
Did you try to lock her up or...
Okay, he's going
to
keep...
She tried to lock me up. Ooh. I had to get out of there.
Proposed to him.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, good for you, man. If you got a Scarlet in your... or a Felicity. Huffman. If you have one of those, go ahead and tap yourself on the back. You got a good list. All right. But again, we'll be out there tomorrow. Come hang out with us. Willowbrook location, Buffalo Wild Wings, a little Thirsty Thursday playoff edition. So should be fun coming out with us. Shout out to Bud Light. Shout out to Buffalo Wild Wings. You know we don't come empty-handed. Be prizes for you to win as well. So come hang out with us tomorrow. All right, Clint, we talked about this and kind of talked around, and I think there's a space where we can go deeper on this, and obviously we love hearing from the people. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, even the sensitive ones. We love hearing from the people. How do you feel about this? And maybe you disagree with the premise of it anyway, but do you think, are you okay with the Texans treating C.J. Stroud basically like a game manager? Because that's what it feels like to me for the most part. This feels very different than, you know, his first year where it felt like, not even felt like, my man D'Amico, I'll never forget after the Colts game that got them into the playoffs that won the division, he said, whatever we're going to do is going to be because of C.J. Stroud. We're going to win because of C.J. Stroud. And Clint, it feels like it is a shift, obviously, with the number one defense, but it does feel like it is more of a just don't turn it over, you know, just don't be the reason why we lost and not as much the reason why we win, which to me generally feels very game manager-like. And it's worked, right? They've won 9 in a row. They've gotten the playoffs. They've won 12 games. They're a team that people really look at in this field that could get to a Super Bowl. But what's your feeling? You think the Texans should be approaching C.J. Stroud this way?
Absolutely I think they should. I mean, the moment that you hired Nick Caley, knowing that this was the system, it's the quarterbacks he's got to fit the system. He's got to, you know, wholeheartedly, blindly commit to what it is they want him to do. And so whether you look at the system or you look at a couple of factors that I think you marry them together and you've landed where you are, pressure and quarterback sacks became a major problem. You didn't fix the offensive line by spending money on proven talent. And so whether you look at Nick Caley schematically, philosophically, what he believes in doing, it's going to be an interesting fit for C.J. Stroud long-term, to say the least. I think that's fair. And game management is what they want him to do to an extreme, right? So whether you look at it from Caley's offensive mind and schematically and philosophically what they want to do, or you look at it from the major problems that was sacks and pressures last year to not like fixing the offensive line, I'm talking about with proven players that were on the market, proven veteran free agents kind of deal, and shoring up the offensive line. And that's why you've arrived at, hey, man, the only way you survive and the only way we can even keep our head above water offensively is if we basically, tiptoe our way through games with a great defense. Regardless of how or why, this situation that they're in is exactly, they signed up for this. They signed up for this. I mean, they signed up for this when they hired Nick Caley.
They signed up for him being a game manager.
Absolutely. And they signed up with it when they didn't fix the offensive line. Absolutely. 100%. He has no other option. And whether he has no other option than right now to be as elite of a game manager as he can possibly be, and that is exactly what the offense asked him to do. So I think this is exactly what they should do with him.
I despise it.
I don't like the fit.
Well, let me get this. Are you saying that this is an offense? Because someone just texted in, they aren't treating CJ like a game manager. This is a game manager offense. Yeah. I will disagree a little bit like that. Like they, I mean, they take the ball out of the quarterback's hand. I mean, they try to minimize risk with later in games.
I would argue that that's the number one job of a game managing quarterback is to minimize risk.
They minimize it where there's not even a chance to go and make plays because it's handoff or whatever.
Yeah.
Are you saying, let me get this, are you saying that this offense will only allow for a game manager? Or is this an offense where where you can say, no, we're going to win because this guy makes plays and not just because, hey, man, just don't kind of mess it up, because that's what it feels like they're doing with him.
In this offense, the number one thing you have to be is an elite game manager. You can have a great arm or a lesser arm. You can be a great athlete or lesser athlete. None of that. All of that is secondary to, hey, we're going to ask you to take as little risk as you can, be smarter than the opponent, be extremely efficient, and be super calculated when you take shots. And if you take shots, the game will dictate whether you need to take shots. It could be a three-point game, but if we feel like we're in complete control and our defense is controlling their offense, we're going to choke this thing way down, and it's going to be more important to milk the clock than it is to score points. That is what this offense is, and the philosophy behind what they're doing here in Houston. And I believe that, as I said yesterday, in this offense, I don't think there'll be a day when we're talking about C.J. Stroud being a top 10 quarterback again.
Because of the offense.
Because it is going to require deep runs in the playoffs and championships for a quarterback in this kind of system to get the credit that he deserves. It's going to take 25 touchdowns or 30 touchdowns and 4 interceptions for him to be viewed as a top 10 guy. And as I said, when it happened, his rookie year, when it happened, I said, it's going to be unbelievably difficult for C.J. Stroud to duplicate the numbers that he put up his rookie year.
Who would you say in this system, quarterback-wise, has been the best?
Brady.
Right? Yeah,
you can argue he's been one of the only ones that's been worth a damn.
I'm not saying that C.J. needs to be up to Brady's level, which is right now the best we've ever seen. But I never probably – halfway through his career, I never looked at it and thought, boy, they're winning. They're winning and Tom's just kind of riding along. Like I thought they were winning because they got Tom Brady. And regardless of the offense, it seems like they put the responsibility and everything on his shoulders. Like, that was the driving force to winning for the Patriots. Maybe not early when they had that defense and it was Tom's first several years, but I don't know, man. Well, towards the back end of that first dynasty, that first run, all the way through, yeah, he was the driving force in that offense.
Oh, I agree.
And once
they were winning Super Bowls and winning games like at that kind of clip, and he was like the best we've ever seen in the system. Yeah, I agree. So I'm saying, I think CJ's got to make the Texans have to make a deep, multiple deep runs, and they've got to win a Super Bowl before CJ Stroud starts getting the credit that he deserves. It's got to be, hey, this kid's a winner. Hey, this kid is unbelievably competitive. This kid makes everybody around him better. This kid's the smartest guy on the field. He is the most cerebral quarterback we've ever seen. He's never wrong. He lives and breathes over an extended period of time this efficient brand of ball that's minimizing risk before he's ever given the credit that he deserves. There's not going to be another year where he goes out there and throws 30 plus touchdowns and 4 interceptions and throws for flirts for 5,000 yards.
I just wonder if the mindset will change for them, because the mindset right now to me is play through our defense. And I'm not saying it's not like a bad thing, system or not, it's play through our defense. And I think if they were in whatever system, they probably would be doing things that says play through our defense. And again, as I said, they've got the number one defense in football. You can understand that. But man, it just feels weird to watch that guy with guys like Nico Collins, that talent, and it seems like they are making the decision to make the I think B. Scott has said that make the Ferrari drive in a
school zone.
Mm-hmm. And I don't even know if he's a Ferrari, but damn it, he's a nice Acura. I mean, he's shown to be a lack, like, yeah, something. And like I think clearly him and Davis are different, but it seems like they're approaching the quarterback position and what they are expecting those guys to do the same way. Now, the only time that we really get a chance to see it is when all hell breaks down and CJ's got to run away from, yeah, pass rushers, and then he makes plays, you know, off script and gets down. That's the difference. But they're not approaching. There is not second halves, Clint, where they have the lead and the approach is let's stomp them, let's stomp their throats in and end it.
Yep.
And CJ, go end it, because we are riding you. I've watched the Jags do it. I watched them in Denver have a lead in the second half and put the ball in Trevor's hands to make the lead bigger and to go and win because of Trevor. But and I think CJ should be looked at that way. But I think
there's a real internal struggle